Need to get something off your chest?
I'm gonna call you crazy in Spanish. You're loco.
Stuck in traffic and can't take it anymore?
I can't handle this.
We've got the solution for you. Call the Sound Off line at 628-400-9880. That's 628-400-9880. And leave a message. It's Sound Off. Every morning at 8 a.m., starting Monday on 95.7 The Game.
Buy more and get more this fall at Ashby Lumber, your local Milgard certified dealer. From September 1st through October 31st, purchase qualifying V400 Tuscany or V300 Trinzic windows and receive a gift card valued from $200 to $1,000. Plus, earn bonus gift cards from $350 to $750 on qualifying patio doors and moving glass walls. Visit Ashby Lumber's Berkeley or Concord showroom for complete details. Milgard Windows and Doors at Ashby Lumber.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes!
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to get up to $10,000. That's promo code GO.
What if you could have the most reliable fiber-powered Wi-Fi? And get this. What if you could keep it at the same price for 5 years guaranteed? Now through August 24th, new Xfinity customers can get our best price on gig Wi-Fi this summer before it disappears. Just $50 a month for 5 years. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, and our best equipment included. Plus, get online in minutes with same-day Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi that finds and fixes problems before you even notice them. Like super intelligent Wi-Fi with a sixth sense. Plus, it keeps you protected from online threats. And get Peacock Premium included for 2 years. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Get it now at Xfinity.com. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds vary. Use of fiber coaxial cable. Learn more at Xfinity.com/same-day Wi-Fi.
When you get injured, you're not just facing pain. You're facing an insurance company. Insurance companies don't send compassion. They send adjusters, a trained pack whose only job is protecting the insurance company. You need a guard dog. When the insurance company unleashes its pack, Habas Law unleashes a pack that's bigger, smarter, and trained to ferociously hunt down every dollar you deserve. And trust me, every insurance company already knows the names of the biggest dogs in the fight. Habas Law. Visit HabasLaw.com.
Omar Habas is a California licensed attorney. Offices in Northern California, including San Jose. Past results do not guarantee future
outcomes. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS like Mark?
I've been doing home remodeling for 30 plus years, but the economy crashed. I wound up losing my home, losing my job, and on top of that, owing the IRS a ton of money. I owed the IRS $114,000. It really, truly was the worst part of my life.
Then Mark found Tax Relief Advocates.
On news radio, I heard about TRA. And I thought, what's the worst that could happen? So I picked up the phone and I called him. When it was all said and done, TRA settled my $114,000 debt for $100. And I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. Could not believe it. Would recommend TRA to anyone.
If you owe 10 or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS, don't lose hope. Do what Mark did and call TRA for a consultation.
But TRA did. They gave me a second chance and I'm forever grateful.
Visit TRA.com or call 800-491-9914. 800-491-9914. That's 800-491-9914.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it today to carsforkids.org. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donation is super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS to donate your car today. That's cars with a K.
That'll be $54.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting a $10 bonus on groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, we already earned enough this morning to pay for some extra treats you can bring to school this week.
Wait, so the app pays for snacks?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
With Upside, you can earn cash back on your everyday essentials and back-to-school favorites. The free app also gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code SCHOOL10 to get a $10 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code SCHOOL10 to get a $10 bonus. Remember, use promo code SCHOOL10.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Make every swing count. Join Pettinelli Financial Partners for the 11th annual charity golf tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Register your foursome or become a sponsor today at pettinellifp.com.
But I am having a son in a couple weeks. And
you're naming him Guru.
I'm naming him after you, bro. I swear to you, I'm letting you know right now. I'm not going to say his full name on the live or whatnot, but his initials are going to be PTO.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Quietly, your boy's been at the job, at the jizzle, on Thursdays.
Well...
What do you have? Like, there's, you don't have to, hey, Evan's
you're like
even,
the Giants.
Over, you laugh.
You're like the Giants.
How
your
so?
Longest winning streak of the year is 4 games.
I'll give you a 2. Oh, boy. Snotty, seriously, before we get back to it, can you name one Snoop Dogg song?
The Chronic.
No, that's the album. That's a great guess. How about E-40?
Let it ride.
too short. You got
winning
it.
Winning time. No. There's something about time.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
That was the only hope you had. But anyway.
I know me, myself, and I.
He said
De La Soul.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Thank you. I go back to Grandmaster Flash.
Melly Mail. Hey, Evan, what was that? That's my era, bud. What was that about?
I think it's before your era. It's
like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Come on, Steiny.
I can do it. I just choose not to.
your street card cred just went all the way up.
Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
This is our guy.
A while.
This is on pause. I got to believe. What's up, Coach?
I bet it's not. Hey, right. Coach.
No, it's not on pause.
Oh, okay.
I'm loading up and waiting for... I'm loading up and waiting for basketball season for that one. But you know, Goo, what I want to say, it's called a horse race and not a jockey race, okay? And so when we gush about the coach, we actually are, now we're taking credit away from the player. Who says Purdy wouldn't have been very good with some other coach, okay? Instead of saying, you know, Purdy just threw a 50-yard touchdown pass. Oh, look what Kyle has done. No, Purdy got out the way, ran out the pocket, threw across the field, hit the receiver on stride. Give the players some credit. Now, Goo, being a Cowboy fan like you and I both are.
Oh, wow, Coach, I didn't know. Leave your number with Evan, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. We had the great Jimmy Johnson. And when they asked Jimmy Johnson after he won the Super Bowl, why did you win? He said, I had the best players.
No doubt.
And to prove that point, he got fired. And Barry Switzer won the Super Bowl the next year with the same team.
Right.
If you have the best players, you're going to win. Now, look at our great Steve Kerr, okay? He's a 500 coach without those great players that he had. When he had Steph, Clay, and Durant, and all in their prime, oh, what a great coach he is. How great has he been these last 4 years,
wow.
Okay? He's a 500 coach, okay? So I'm not trying to slap Steve Kerr down, but let's not give the coach so much credit. Kyle Shanahan has done nothing. He has won nothing. He should not be rated up there with these guys that have won the Super Bowl. He's not as good as McDonald and those guys. No, he's a local guy that likes to suck on a lollipop, and he hasn't won anything. So that's my
Hey, field. Coach, real quick, let me run this by you, Balcod, just real quick. What about getting now what we know with Jimmy Garoppolo, at best an average quarterback, to the Super Bowl? Can I give the man credit for that?
Not necessarily so. He came Garoppolo came from a winning championship team with New England Patriots, and he learned a bunch from under that coach there, who's probably the greatest.
All right, coach, I got you. I got you, man. I love you, baby. Okay. All right.
But thanks, coach.
He was, yeah, he planted his flag, but come on. Can I do that? That is not Kevin Durant with the Warriors with Kerr. That's equivalent to Steve Kerr taking, Pods is the one to the finals.
Say it again.
Garoppolo at quarterback is almost equivalent for Kerr, in a basketball analogy, going to the finals with Pods as his number one dude.
That's preposterous.
I like it.
So they didn't have a good defense under Garoppolo?
I knew you were going there. It didn't hit.
I think you can say Kyle Shanahan really helped Jimmy Garoppolo's career. And then he ended it. Because he had to have control over everything. Did I tell you I was cleaning my office?
Yep.
And here's another thing I dug up. For whatever reason, I found an email from a producer with some quotes on it from John Lynch. But it's from March 31st, 2026.
You got to read it. What was going on then?
Well, this is from about 16 months ago.
All right.
What am I doing? Why do I even have this? So this was John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk, March 31st last year. And I don't have the question in front of me, but Lynch says about Ayuk, there's probably spillover from last year when we were going through his contract and a number of teams became interested in Brandon. People called. You always take calls from folks. But we've always been interested in Brandon being part of the 49ers. We made that decision when we signed him. It's good to hear that he's tracking well in his progress. He's working really hard to do so, and I expect fully that Brandon Ayuk will be a part of us moving forward.
Yeah.
That was March 31st.
That did not age well. 2025. Man. We'll never know why he got the bag and got mad.
Well.
And his career's over. He's done. He hadn't even wrote that.
There's probably spillover from last year
when we were going through his
contract and a number of teams became interested.
It's one of the biggest. Wiggins' absence, I think now we know it was his father. That was one of the biggest mysteries in the Bay since I've been around. But this IU getting mad or relationship going sour, I'm sorry, bud. You could say, Steiny, spill over. That you got enough Benjamins to wipe that spill up. I just don't get. And then Kyle, in my mind, running upstairs, snatching the cord out the fax machine to stop the trade. You know, it's like, how did we get here? Okay, and the dudes, it's on Ayuk more than the Niners now, because he hadn't even wrote a damn letter to the league to try to get reinstated. So that tells me and everybody else, you don't even want to play.
This is when I get really fascinated by you, because you're like, what happened?
I've heard that before.
And I'm just saying to you, obviously,
this is
the GM.
Those are words.
Obviously, there's spillover from last year when we were going through his contract. That's what happened.
Okay, but what happened?
That's what happened.
Okay, but what happened at the end of the contract?
That's what happened.
There was a transaction.
That's because there was acrimony, spillover.
Well, in my life, if there's acrimony, but at the end it's chicken exchanged and I get the chicken, I'm all good. We start at zero.
That's not what happened. What happened was there's probably spillover from last year. In other words, that's great that you could get your chicken and put it behind him. But according to Lynch, did I read this? There's probably spillover from last year when we were going through his contract.
That's really funny.
I think we know where it started. I think we could say mystery solved.
Are you raising your voice?
Yeah, dude. I would love Debo to say, dude, what's up with your boy?
What do you mean?
How he would just, you know, he couldn't right now. Tell us, what's up with Ayuk? Is this Ayuk you knew?
I'd say, Debo,
There's spillover from last year when we were going through his contract. That's what happened.
Oh, man.
He clearly took the contract negotiations personally and wasn't able to let it go. Hence, spillover.
Yeah.
Antonio in Oakland.
Oh, man.
What's up, A?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Yeah, as far as like, Shanahan does got to, win a Super Bowl. But like I said, he took over an expansion roster, sitting for the Super Bowl in third year, a couple plays away from winning it, a couple of holding Nick Bosa. They didn't even call it. They had a bogus, offensive pass interference calling George Kittle that game. Of course Shanahan could do some better things. But at the end of the day, man, he's taken us far a lot of times. I never thought we would be back in contention like that. When he took over, I thought, okay, maybe just another offensive guy who's going to do okay. But he's taking us far, man. At least, 4 or 5 NFC title games. And Steve Kerr, I agree with our caller when he said that. Like when he had Steph, Clay, Durant, anybody can look like a great coach. I mean, he hasn't done too much. Like, when we're not stacked, I look at him like a Bill Belichick. When Bill Belichick didn't have my Bay Area native Tom Brady, the GOAT, like, he looked ordinary. He just did. Mm. That's why I look at Steve Kerr, man. So, like, if Shanahan got fired right now, in 5 minutes, 28 teams would fire their head coach and say, hey, Shanahan, you want to interview? That's just facts.
Well, Antonio, that's not really
facts. Your boy Goo agrees with you. I went third person.
Okay. And this is – I can't do this.
I think you just answer your own question.
I'm a very literal person. Yeah, you know that. 28 teams would not fire their coach.
Oh, no.
That's it.
No, I would – we were having fun that if
in fact
the line would be around the corner for the teams that needed coaches.
If Shanahan got fired right now, what would happen? Nobody's going to fire their coach now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
No, the whole premise was a what if. Like,
right.
If you were looking for a coach,
right,
and had an opening,
right,
you'd be on the phone with him. But, like, let me tell you, no, real quick, let's just do it. How many coaches, I got my list and number, how many coaches right now currently in the league, the Shield, would you take over Kyle?
I don't want
to. This is so true. Yeah, why? Like, what?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That means you had an agenda. If you don't want to just say how many, because it's going to be a short list.
Listen, coming from Agenda City over there,
that
doesn't hurt my feelings.
This sucker.
Andy?
Sure.
McVay?
Yes. John Harbaugh.
No, how about Jim?
Jim hasn't won a ring. This is my point.
I don't want you to do my stuff, just in your heart.
What is your stuff? You cheat. What is your stuff today?
Honesty. And honesty had me saying right now, if it was a ring conversation, and that was predicated on, that's 90% of it. McVay and McDonald are ahead of Kyle.
I guess what I
want coaching my team is a different question.
See, let me just put the rat on the table.
Go ahead. Brought to you by
Pest Control. When I was saying that, yeah, I think there's a segment of people out there that treat Kyle like a Super Bowl winning quarterback already. I mean you, okay? And so now you don't get to just win the art, but I said McDonald's better. My point is, why do you even compare Shanahan with two guys who have won a Super Bowl?
Because he's had two opportunities to do it.
He's 0-2.
And I've come down his road. Listen,
here you go.
Tell me what you're thinking today. No, you should know. We've been together 10 years. You know I'm the guy that said he should get ran. Remember that? I stood on that. Look at you. All you can do is just be quiet. It's cool. But, dude, he's a brilliant coach, and he's been in his own way. He should have a ring. I'm mad at him because he should have a ring, and I believe he's responsible for that. It wasn't just, Steiny and Evan dropped the passes. That play call in 2019 on that last drive, I will not forgive him. Honey Badger said, I wanted to send a gift basket every time they passed the ball because they couldn't stop the run. Kyle kept throwing.
Let me know when you're done. I'll take a call.
That was it.
Let's go to West Oakland Holloway.
Our man.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Charles?
Hey,
Steiny. Evan not in today, right?
Yeah, no, Evan's right there.
Okay. Evan and Steiny,
I don't know how y'all let this man consistently get away with some of the stuff that he says on this radio, man.
That's
why I got a couple of guru gripes.
Because
he need to be in a corner. Hey, Steiny, he need to be in a corner right now with a dust hat on.
Wow.
For the comment he made, because he made a comment talking about Ricky Pearl is so brilliant when he's on the dynamic. When he's on, he said dynamic. Dynamic right. When he's on the field. But he didn't score not one touchdown last year, Sonny. Not one.
My bad.
Right? So then, my other thing is this. We keep pestering you and asking you how many coaches will you take over Kyle Shanahan, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this, and I'm going to leave it on this note. He's the third best coach in his own division. I'm taking the Seahawks coach and the Rams coach.
All right.
They both got championships.
And West Oakland, that was my ranking. Yeah. My ranking was Kyle was third. You must have missed that. I said he was third.
But Guru, this is what I'm saying. If he's third and he's behind, I feel like he's behind the two in his own division.
Yeah.
We ain't even ventured out the division yet.
I'm with you. And
what,
I said
it. What about Sirianni? What about Sirianni?
Oh, no. Stoney, look, he knows what he's doing.
Well, explain why.
I don't like him.
Well, but that ain't good enough, bro. Don't do that.
AJ Brown's in another uniform because Sirianni the team run over him. He got one. He ran into one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on, West Oakland Holloway. I said it. I said Kyle was third. Enough, hey, I'll tell you what. This is what you're doing. I don't know what it is about Pearsall. He didn't get in the end zone, but you know what I meant by that dynamic. Dude was stretching the field, catching passes. You saw it. I didn't say he was Lynn Swan, but he was making some plays. Give him that.
But you said dynamic.
Okay. I can't. I love you, baby. I can't win.
Don't be a stranger, West Oakland.
I don't like him,
dude. That's my guy. Dynamic. I saw some plays from Pearsall.
Hey, but let me tell you what you didn't see, a touchdown. You didn't see it.
I mean, I'll give you that.
I think it's fair to.
I could 45, 50 yarder. I'm like, okay, my boy, okay, I saw it.
Listen, hey, I'm just saying. Seriously? If Evan goes, hey, Steiny, have you heard of this receiver, Billy Johnson? No. Dude, this guy's dynamic.
Oh, my God.
I would expect that he scored a touchdown.
Evan,
that year.
I get it. I'm not mad. You can agree.
White shoes?
Oh, that was my guy.
I just couldn't think of a name.
That's my guy, too, West Oakland. He stabbed me in the back. 888-957-9570.
Can you be dynamic if you literally can't get into the end zone?
It's nuanced. It's not who had the most touchdown. Ricky stretched the field. I liked Ricky Pearsall, man. Hopefully his career's not over.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Hey, Philmo. Our guy. Help me out, Philmo.
Help you out. In which way? With Ricky or with the coaching?
I don't Everything. Like the energy early, but with Pearsall, I use dynamic, but I ain't saying he was Jerry Rice, but do make some plays, man.
No, he was solid when he on the field. And, right. You know what you always say, the best availability is availability, and that's his downfall. But I'm talking about the coaching now. Me personally, call me biased. I'm taking Shanahan over McVay.
Oh.
Yeah, easy call. McVay is a front runner, in my opinion. If McVay don't have the right teams, now he did do this three tight end look. He's up to something with that one. I give him that. But me, I'm a bias. Call me a homer. You can call me a homer today. I'm taking Shanahan over McDonald and him. I like Shanahan's scheme. I like his temperament.
Mm.
I feel like he's a leader of men. Now his downfall is not. Is thinking that he don't need a quarterback.
Mm.
That's his downfall, in my opinion. To not go scout Patrick Mahomes, that's almost an unfireable offense.
That's big.
Bro, that's huge, bro. Like, you could probably have 2-3 by now. But, again, coaching, the dynamic is so interesting because it's like, well, if he would have had these players in this situation, he would have had a chip. Who knows, man? But me, for my dollar, no championship or not, I'm taking Kyle Shanahan, bro. Mm. Straight up.
Hey, am I going to see you at Snoop?
You could be an awesome coach.
I'm going to see you at Snoop tonight.
Snoop?
Yeah. The concert.
Oh, no, I got to do a fully loaded brick and mortar reunion concert. San Quentin, Willie Hen, Young Lot, they all going to be there.
Okay, Big Rich, Torch? A Torch?
No, brick and mortar. It's at brick and mortar, not at Torch. It's okay. In the city at brick and mortar.
All right, have fun, baby.
Yep. Appreciate the shout out. Thank you.
Thanks. Why you didn't come after him for the Kyle?
Because I don't do a show with him.
Well, outside, he's jumping all the time.
Who's a better coach, Sean Payton or Kyle Shanahan?
I would say Sean Payton.
How about Mike McCarthy or Sean?
Not even close. Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Well, McCarthy's got a ring.
I understand.
How about Pete Carroll when he was coaching?
I'll give Petey the nod.
John Harbaugh? He's still coaching.
Yeah, but Lamar ain't.
He's with the New York Giants now.
I understand, but I'm just basing him on the situation in Baltimore. Got you.
So what's your answer?
I got Kyle.
Okay.
Yep.
McVay?
I'll go McVay.
Reed?
I'll go Reed.
McDonald?
I'm just being true to who I am. I'm going McDonald, man.
Sirianni?
Kyle.
Okay. He's an Italian.
Yep. Valhalla saying stand on it. I am.
You know what? Let's and I'll stop if you do. Let's quit this sniffing.
It gets better with time to me. Oh, man. Stoney, come on. We got to get to it. You about to be out of here.
Get to what?
Like, loose.
You know what? I have a goal for this vacation.
What?
You're not going to believe.
You're going to stand on the deck or sit on the deck.
No, I'm going to come back healthier than when I left.
You look great.
I know, but I'm not going to come back next week or whenever and just be dragging. Not going to do it. Got to clean some things.
Evan and I got a plan. I'm going to drive one day next week.
We did discuss this.
Yeah.
Try to do it on a day when nothing's going on to really make it hard on him.
Well, the reads are going to be the problem.
I was going to say, he agreed to do all the reads, too.
But honest, between the three of us, I've driven before. Don't come at me like I can't read. And the backyard boogie for 3 years.
And there you did it.
I thought it was only 2 years.
There it is.
It felt like three.
He just said to me that I insinuated he couldn't read.
That's right.
I mean, like, seriously, how do I?
That's how I.
How do I defend
it.
Myself against that?
You don't know what I do in the one chair. Like, dude, relax.
Oh God!
No! That's gone too far,
dude. I know what I'm doing this weekend. Ask me outside of the concert.
Playing basketball.
No, this is real. And I forgot to tell Marcy. I'm going back to see Odyssey. Got to see it again.
Boy, you really got a lot going on.
Because I got
see
time.
A movie twice.
That's my thing.
Yeah,
like watching games.
Sounds like fun.
Dude,
sounds like fun.
He is the worst.
Lab work.
Hey, by the way,
Langford.
I got a. So when we were, back east last week, it was seven of us. One of the guys is a black guy.
Yeah.
And he brought something up.
I did not know
he brought something up after the trip. And.
Oh, whoa.
And in my mind, I thought, oh, God, is there a great one-liner to come back to him? And I started to type it, and I thought, you know what?
Oh,
I'll hold off on it because it's got some racial
undertone.
Yes. So what I want to do is during the break, I'll run it by you.
Okay. I'm gonna be real.
And you tell me if you would have, and then if you're
see,
like,
that ain't your bud then like that because it. You
well, I haven't
known
seen him in 40 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got to
run it by me. I'll tell you.
All right.
Now, if you come back and they see you with a black eye, they'll know it was off.
Now, I got to tell you during the break because
theoretically,
you could just you'd be like, "Oh my God!" and I'll be fired.
Yeah. So,
but I don't think I'll be fired.
Yeah. I won't. Yeah.
We're trying to cheer me up. All right, what do we got?
We got one more before the fellas.
Hey, I got to ask Willard,
dude.
Fishy yesterday on that show. He played the rookie quarterback in L.A.
Mendoza.
Or Las Vegas, Mendoza.
I can't wait to see him.
And
how
I just
he
like, I had the radio on, but I was concentrating on getting home, and he kept playing the soundbite of Mendoza, and he was getting such a kick out of it. And then right as I got out of the car, I heard him say, "I'm not poking fun."
You can play it on the other side.
Oh, you have it?
This is fun.
Not Willard, but what he was making fun of.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
I thought he had a wheel.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Let me see. Where are we? 11:30, 11:20. I just got out. I haven't done that. Okay. Andy Belichick. Was Belichick a better coach?
Come on now.
Just making sure. All right. Crossover coming up in about a half hour. And the Valkyries, they take on the Chicago Sky today at 4:30. You can listen to it right here on the Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries to hear every game. Brought to you by Unstoppables. As the official laundry fragrance partner of the WNBA, Unstoppables brings the freshness. Feel confident, stay in the moment, and smell unstoppable. Try Unstoppables Laundry Scent Boosters for as low as $5.
Football is back. And you know what that means. It's summit time. All the hosts together again on Thursday, September 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. Live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. But wait, there's more.
I'm hoping Brian Baldinger can somehow, someway make an appearance.
You give me the date, Joe, and I will be there with you.
Let's go. Yeah. Freaking go, baby.
Book it right now.
That's right. Baldy is coming. All the hosts and Brian Baldinger. Thursday, September 3rd at Jack's Restaurant and Bar from 4 to 6 p.m. with Willard and Dibs getting us started at 2. Be there.
Cap off your summer at the Good Guys 39th West Coast Nationals. Over 3,000 of the country's baddest hot rods, muscle cars, customs, trick trucks, and more. All this weekend at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. Details at good-guys.com.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by your workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer and Gerson can help you get back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer and Gerson at 510-835-8870 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer and Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
In 2026, Bay Alarm celebrates 80 years of security. For the Bay Area, that means local service including burglar and fire alarm systems, 24/7 in-house monitoring, and custom security designed to work with business operations. Bay Alarm has real people rooted in your community looking out for your business. After 8 decades and 3 generations of family ownership, our promise is still the same. We got you. Learn more at BayAlarm.com.
Yeah, Dan Dibley here for Fremont Bank, which, as you know by now, it's my bank, and it has been for more than 6 years. And I love this bank because it's a family-owned bank with the family-owned feel. They started back in 1964, and when they did that, it was just one branch, but now they have 21 branches. So if you go around in your Bay Area, you're going to find a Fremont Bank branch, and you're going to see it, and you're going to think, you know what? I want that full-service banking with no compromises, and you should. It's not a big box bank. It's a good local bank. And when you deposit your money with Fremont Bank, they reinvest it locally into businesses, philanthropy, home ownership, all the good stuff that makes our Bay Area the best area in all of the country. And that's why you should be a Fremont Bank customer. The money stays here. It's local. It's not a big box bank. It's a good, solid local bank. And we talk about Fremont Bank, and you know that they're here for you and here for good.
Now it's time for the closer of the week. Presented by LiftMaster and R&S Doors. Turn your garage into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit rsdoors.com.
This week's closer comes from Daniela from Oakland. Had the pleasure of having Carlos, Manolo, and Juan come fix a severely broken garage door. From how damaged it was, I was sure it would be a complete replacement. Much to my surprise, this amazing trio fixed it in a day.
Recently, my garage door opener was not working. I was in need of a closer. I was put in touch with R&S Doors, and they hooked me up with a brand new garage door opener from LiftMaster. With LiftMaster's MyQ connectivity, my garage door opener can be controlled right from my smartphone. You'll know when a door or gate has been left open and can close it with a tap, no matter where I am. Be one of the first 10 callers and receive 20% off a LiftMaster garage door opener.
Call 1-800-FIX-A-DOOR. That's 800-FIX-A-DOOR. Or visit rsdoors.com. R&S Doors. Look for the red truck.
Welcome to Verizon Small Business Days as a business expert meets Patty of Patty's Diner. They're looking through Patty's tech and plans, and oh, Patty scores great deals on business internet and OneTalk, plus a free 5G phone. Score a meeting with a Verizon business expert August 17th to the 30th. Call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/SMBdays. Available for select 5G phones. New line device payment agreement and MyBiz plan with $5 a month add-on spending required. Applicable credit applied to account over agreement term up to 36 months. Terms apply. Offer ends 8/30/2026.
Golf, community, giving back. Join Pettinelli Financial Partners for the 11th annual charity golf tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Gather your friends, clients, or colleagues for a memorable day on the course while supporting programs and resources for local individuals and families affected by autism. Whether you're signing up a foursome or becoming an event sponsor, your participation helps make a meaningful impact. Visit PettinelliFP.com today to register and learn more. We look forward to seeing you on the course.
You listen to 95.7 The Game for the best sports insights. Now, use that same power to grow your business. When you advertise with us, you're reaching a massive audience of local consumers and business decision makers every day. Let our team help you build a game plan that delivers results. Scale your business and win the market. To get started, visit advertisewith957thegame at odyssey.com. That's advertisewith957thegame at audacy.com.
If life is a game to be won, then every child deserves to play on a level field. Children International is empowering young people in poverty on their journey by giving them the tools, the training, and the skills to shape their own futures. From the early days of development through all stages of growth and into employment, this is how, together, we can help end poverty for good. Learn more at children.org.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
For me to go without Fitz when I'm watching a Warrior game.
Well, I told you to, all you gotta do is go to Macy's or somewhere and get you something nice.
What are you talking about?
You said Fitz.
Bob
Fitz. It's a difficult situation.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty.
Go Warriors.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Add another crony to your list of people that idolize you. Spadoni, Shasky. And now Wes Hoagland Holloway sent me a private text following up on, did you read the book that you got that you were supposed to read on your trip?
No.
Okay, so he asked me that.
No.
Wow, they people like you,
I'm
man.
I'm going to read a book when I'm going back to meet six guys.
All right. What about the joke?
So
I liked it.
I need your approval.
No, come on. You did. I like it.
Okay.
All right. But I'm mad you didn't send it to him, but go ahead.
You better be careful.
So, I went visited some buddies back east from college a week ago, and it was seven of us, and one of the guys was black. Is black. Horace. And he texted us a couple days ago,
okay.
And he says, hey, I got to tell you, boys, I appreciate each of you individually and jointly. We live in a messed up world. But I spent a long weekend with six white guys, and our races never mattered. And I was going to send back, well, if it was about race, we'd know you'd win it.
What's going on now, man?
Guru said it was okay.
What's going on now? I thought I would have sent that back to him.
You know, like, no need. We didn't need to bring up a race because we can't beat you in one. No. Guru said it was a four.
I'm
care what the white people think.
And I'm the delegation on this, E.
No, I was going to say, if you're close enough to the person, then
and that's what I'm
thinking.
People
go,
laugh at Stoddy, but your boy, that wasn't. Come on now. But what a heartfelt text.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah. What's his last name?
Madison. Mm. Horace Madison. He,
people saying that's a five.
So, hey, you know what?
Come on, man.
I hope he doesn't get mad, but he worked with some big boys.
Athletes?
He worked with Lil Wayne.
Come on.
Yeah. Usher.
What's he do?
He was the founding principal managing member of Madison Financial Group and Madison Strategic Integration.
Oh, so he's a money dude.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. So he managed these guys' money. That's what he did.
Wow.
And then about 6-8 years ago, he's like, I can't do this anymore. These guys don't get it.
He wanted out. Yeah. Sorry, where does he live?
He lives in Miami now.
Go figure. Warren's got it going on.
Yeah, he's great guy. Yeah. Great guy. All right. Let me see. I don't think we're going to get to this Curry thing. You hate to see it. Unless Evan's got it.
Huh?
You have that sound of that
Mendoza
guy whining about Curry?
Oh.
Or MR Mendoza. We can do anything.
What a Freudian slip. Yeah, I do have the sound on Mendoza.
Okay.
And here's... So here's what he said in the joint practice. Then after that, his response to Joe Buck,
okay,
who he interviewed during Monday Night Football.
Be able to go against the Texans defense, which is also a top defense in the league. Go against them, be able to get some reps with the ones against the superstars on their defense. And then obviously their twos are fantastic as well. We got so much work, whether it was moving the ball, first down, third down, red zone, 2 minute. There were so many situations. And I believe overall it was a positive day. There were plays that I loved and plays that I wish I had back. But in reality, that's a lie. I wish I didn't have them back because it's a growing experience. And it's practice. It's practice, and this is what I love. And it's a beautiful day to play football here. And I'm so happy I have so many things to learn from today.
So apparently that was very funny. And now here's Joe Buck and Fernando Mendoza.
Please do. And please tell Mr. Buck I say hello.
Oh, we love it. There you go. What about Mr. Aikman?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's a legend, you know. I think Mr. Buck needs some more love because, I mean, Mr. Aikman's already, you know.
Well said, Fernando. You nailed it.
Thank you. God bless.
Where's the laughter, E? What's up with my funny bone?
You don't think the first part was amusing?
No.
Where he's talking about.
But why would you rip the kid for that?
Yeah, you got to test Will or that.
Okay, that we will.
What's bugging you coming up at 2?
Yeah. Oh, I got one.
Oh, God.
Relax. Kyle's bugging you and you don't want to say it.
Kyle doesn't bug me.
Yeah, the fact that people think he's great.
You ever have a nemesis?
Man.
Like when you were playing? Like I was just thinking about, I don't know why I was thinking, like, does Brock Purdy have a nemesis?
Well, now I think it's Mike McDonald and Seattle Seahawks. I'm being real.
Like, Curry. Does Curry have a nemesis? Is it LeBron?
Rival.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought of it.
Do you have one?
I do know why I thought of it.
Yeah.
Because when I was reading that story, I was like, oh, that's right.
Your story.
Well, a story about missing foul shots intentionally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, boy, that's right. That was, that guy gave me trouble.
In fact, I was quiet when you asked. That's kind of sad.
What do you mean?
Do I have one? I'm trying to think of the 24-hour fitnesses. I go to different ones.
Like, who owns you like a bar of soap in there?
Dude named Fortenberry. He was a lefty. They used to give it to me. On the block.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, Tony Jenkins it was for me.
He used to give me
Tony Jenkins absolutely humiliated me. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, would you guys define... As opposed to a rival.
Sure.
A rival feels more mutual. Like you guys both understand that the other person's there to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nemesis isn't always aware that they are your nemesis.
Evan, I can't agree with you more. I can't agree with you more.
Like you hate them, but they may not know who you are.
Well, Tony Jenkins knows who I am, but he has no idea that he used me like a bar of soap when I was in 10th grade. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, but next time I see him, I'll be like, dude.
Well, I had an ongoing feud with one of my best friends, Rutherford. Like, we were cats, oil and water.
Well, what was it over?
Basketball.
You sure?
No, basketball. You know what I mean?
I got to believe Rutherford's a lot better than you.
Well, he played it.
So the answer's yes.
Yeah.
Once you said he played at, I knew he was better than you.
Northern Colorado, Stoddy. He was a baller.
That's D1, isn't it?
Yeah. He was a baller.
Good for Rutherford.
There's a story behind that. Spears, the great Mark Spears.
What about him?
Rutherford got the last scholarship. He took it from his brother, Spears' brother. Like, they were in play for the last scholarship. It went to Rutherford.
Wait. That's what I mean. If it had gone to you, you could have sniffed.
Union City is on sniffing.
But it actually went
Union
to...
Union City makes me... I'm sniffing for you.
We can recap on that Niners game. Got some players. You got a couple players here to keep an eye on. Stribling in black.
How about Cowing? He needed that in the worst way.
Now, I don't botch something early.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did. That happened.
I guess you get to botch something.
No, you keep working on your craft. But I mean, he needed that return. I mean, what do you think of Debo on the kid? I don't know, Steiny.
I don't think Debo's going to be that much of a fact.
But what if I told you he needs to be if they're going to get to the playoffs? Like, what about this? He's getting opportunity.
Debo's going to be an afterthought. Come on.
You could be a man.
I got Debo. Here's how receiving yards are going to shake out. Evans is going to lead the team in receiving yards with 903 because he's going to get hurt. He's going to play 13 games. McCaffrey's going to be down at 600-700. The rookie Stribling's going to be right around 600-700.
What about Kirk?
Kirk is going to be less of a factor than Debo.
Kittle.
And Kittle will be Kittle. But his yardage won't be as good.
Now, how about on the ground, Black? It's so important, man. They got to have somebody else tote the rock.
That's up to Kyle.
Okay, will Black have more than Brian Robinson 52 carries last year?
All right. You're not going to like what I'm...
No, I'm listening to you.
You're
not going to
like what I have to say. But it's on brand for me. So I saw a couple that... Those carries by Kalon Black.
Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
And my first reaction was, wow. And then my second reaction, of course, is, well, he'll get hurt.
He'll get hurt
running like that.
Yeah, it's a physical game.
It is just ridiculous. It is just absolutely
I want to know why Willard physical. Found that sound, why he ripped the kid.
I need to be out of that one entirely.
No, you said you were going to bring it up.
But I don't want to anymore. I want you to.
So am I missing anything from, because I didn't hear it. Like, did it go on too long? I've never seen you do that.
We'll see.
Don't be scared.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up.
Don't hate on the kid, Mendel. He threw a pick six. Get it out your system.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. For sure.
But you were hot when you thought that game was on at 5. I was there for you.
7 o'clock.
You were like, what? That was pretty good.
So Evan brought up, what do we got, 10 minutes?
No, dude, man,
just
like
Evan,
an
can
hour.
You set up the guy? Is this the reporter Denny with the last name of Denny? Is that who said the thing about Curry? Or was he talking about Jokic?
Oh, David Dennis.
David Dennis.
Oh, yeah, I see him on
PPI. Okay, give
me
a second to fire up the sound.
Yeah, around the horn.
Take your time. Yeah. It's I don't know where this has come from.
Around the horn.
No. I don't know where this topic has come from. Back in the day, we had more pertinent things to talk about.
But people outside of here feel like this. Yep. It's not just me.
Look, you just don't understand context. You just don't. And then I'm gonna test you on it, Goo.
I can't wait.
Yeah, because... all right, go ahead. If you want to set it up, go ahead.
So this is from a segment yesterday on ESPN Radio, and they were asking, do you respect the take, or will you kind of throw it in the trash? And the take was, the Nuggets have helped Jokic the least amount of any superstar in sports. And so the response from David Dennis was, that's not true because Steph Curry exists. And I just thought it was interesting. There was also an article today in ESPN about how Denver's not giving Jokic enough help. And it just feels very similar to the rhetoric surrounding Steph. And I was curious what you guys thought about how now Jokic, who's also a superstar and a one-team player, towards the back half of his career, how it's being framed. So here's the sound from yesterday.
Right. Superstar in sports, respect it or check it. David, we'll start with you.
I'm going to check it. I think that they have at least made an effort and just made wrong moves and misfortune with injuries in a way that the Warriors have not with Stephen Curry. I think the Warriors are still probably the worst treatment of a top 10 of all-time athlete that we've seen.
Yeah, I'll go first, partner. I thought I'm off. Steph Curry has got – Joe Lacob went out and got Kevin Durant for Steph Curry, and we know what that was. And then as it was getting dire and things were changing and Kuminga wasn't around or doing – blossoming at all, they went and got Jimmy Butler. So as much as I sit here and critique the Warriors' ownership about this and that, they have tried to surround Steph with dudes, so – that they don't get the award for not doing nothing for Steph. I don't even like the Jokic comp.
This isn't the first time we've heard somebody suggest that the Warriors are wasting Curry, right? But I mean,
seriously.
You said it.
No, that's why, but I got to be real and go from the beginning. I can't forget Durant. I can't forget the Jimmy Butler trade. So that's getting off your ass doing something. You know, the latter part of that, the Butler trade, is it working? Obviously not, but the action or transaction was there to go get him help. And let's be honest, right on the table in this afternoon, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is up until Curry's hammy went out, that Jimmy Butler trade looked perfect. You know? So you've come around. Yeah, I've come around.
You've changed your mind. The Warriors are not wasting Steph Curry's career.
When we look at the whole league,
I think we can just let it there.
Now, Denver, I don't even think Jokic feels that way.
Well, they just lost Peyton Watson.
I don't know why they didn't value him. He got his payday, and I'm happy for him. But, man, Jamal, and you had our boy.
Aaron Gordon.
No, you got him. The one in Brown. Brooklyn now. No. Light skin. KCP.
MPJ.
Yeah, MPJ and KCP.
Well, Jokic has yet to sign an extension with Denver, which he's been eligible for since last summer.
This is how I look at that. You're on the clock now to go get your Durant or whatever, because to keep him there, Stoney, they're on the clock. Denver.
I think I cannot see Jokic playing anywhere else. I just think he's going to stay or he's going to retire altogether. I don't know. Did the Warriors do wrong by Curry by drafting Wiseman and Kuminga?
Now that we look back, no doubt, right. And you and I know this, he even said it with Iguodala on a podcast while Iguodala was still playing about that premise on how they didn't parlay that into some NBA already ready-made help.
Did they waste Steph Curry by re-signing Jordan Poole and Wiggins?
No.
Okay.
I thought that was the right thing to do.
Did they waste? Here's one way they may have wasted. What about when they stuck with Draymond Green and traded Jordan Poole?
Is that wasting? No, that ain't wasting.
That's the opposite of wasting.
No, it's a bad decision. It's a bad choice. You made
that. No, that move belongs on Curry's ledger. Like,
you
traded Jordan Poole because Draymond was too important to Steph. Draymond actually sabotaged the whole thing.
Still was wrong, yeah. I hear you on that.
Did they waste Steph by getting Jimmy Butler?
Hell no.
Did they waste Steph by trying to get LeBron James this year?
No.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
If we want to have some fun, I don't know if it'd be fun, Stoney, but can you give me a player just in the league to where we could say his team wasted said player? I mean, the Lakers maximized LeBron. They brought in Luka. obviously the dynamic changed. LeBron got up out of Dodge, but the Lakers didn't waste LeBron. They got a chip out of him, and now it's in Luka's hand with Reeves. But I can't even think of like Dwayne Wade. They gave you LeBron James. Like, I can't think of Patrick Ewing. I'm trying to – Karl Malone, Drexler. Like,
I think they're all in the same boat. Like, that's my point is, okay, the Celtics won a title in 86.
Okay.
In 87,
you had to
Bird averaged, 30 a game. They didn't win it. They draft Len Bias. He dies. The next thing just, you know, he doesn't – Larry Bird didn't win a title in his last 6 years. Yeah. I don't ever remember saying to my buddies, boy, they're wasting Larry Bird.
I'm with
you. They were trying.
And his body
always worked.
It was done. Yeah.
He played till 35.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in that. Wasting a guy's career.
Now, do you think the Lakers wasted Kobe's last?
No. No, because he was in on it. He was like – he became the reason. And this next contract that Steph signs, going to be a...
When you get back, it'll be
a telltale.
I can't wait, man. But I really believe he'll take less, man. Just sold his home. You saw that, right, in Atherton. Dude, that man. I took a picture of it. I forgot how much it went for.
I know. Like, and why is he moving to Middlesex, Massachusetts? Why is he buying a house outside Boston? He's not.
I feel like, what are you talking? And I just looked at you like, okay.
He's not.
Hey, but seriously, what
I think he's taking 40.
Okay. He's got enough to where he could do that. Look what LeBron did.
Look what Harden just did. Look what Brunson did. Steph is on the clock. On the clock.
But what can they
what
turn?
What an opportunity what, to be a team player
right
he
on the
has
table,
in front
brought
of
to you by Ecto Pest Controls. What are the Warriors going to do with those savings? What are they going to turn that into?
What if Steph goes, just give me a mid-level?
I'm like, Evan, I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, I would.
But Bron could have asked for 25 or 30 and got it.
Like, why is Bron playing for 4 million?
Because he's got all the money in the world,
but
man.
But Steph's not going to play for 4 million. I guess.
We don't
Steph,
know.
Ring chasing.
Steph, yeah, Steph's more happy here.
No, LeBron well, wants to ring chase.
Yeah. No, I get you.
I got Philly in the
well,
finals.
Steph does. He can take 4 million here then.
I'm feeling frisky on a Friday. You want that bet? I'm feeling frisky on a Friday. Philly will be in the finals. You don't want it. You've been chickened out twice God. This week. Evan
it's
and
like,
I got
this
one.
This is the kind of thing he does.
Yeah, no, we'll I'm go, Philly's going to.
If you won't, I will.
Oh, Evan, we can do it.
You don't want that bet?
I don't.
He's on a losing streak.
I'm sick of making bets with him that he forgets and I never get paid on.
Name one.
Name
I
want to
call you
one.
Jackass, but name one.
I don't know. Giants 90 wins. Giants 6 games
You've
in a row.
You've been paid. You've been Well,
I
that was not. I paid for the I picked up the tab, me, you, and Mole. And you were like, thanks, Goo, before you went on your last vacation.
I don't remember that.
But that, see, this is what happened. Well,
yeah, you're
I
right.
don't
this
lose
what
often.
Happened. That's why I'm not betting anymore. Because you Donnie's, say you lost a bet and paid me,
the
and
six,
I don't remember.
The six in a row is not over. That's sure. still that's still pending.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, guys, this
Giants
was,
Western Conference.
I'm sorry, 5 minutes ago from Chris Haynes. Free agent DeMar DeRozan intends to sign with the Denver Nuggets.
Now that... I like that for Denver. I don't know why we couldn't take that. I just, how much he doesn't specify?
8.4 over 2.
That's pretty good.
That was the false report. I can't imagine it's for that much.
God, like, I just don't like where sports are going, man, to where you're the dude is
Think
a polished scorer.
Here.
The dude is a polished
right.
scorer.
Right.
Nobody says he's coming in here to be Steph. We can't use that off the bench. I mean, he could come in here and I can make a case his ass should be starting.
Was it a 2-year deal, Evan?
The terms of the deal have not been disclosed yet.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 2-year deal. And that's why the Warriors probably had no interest.
Mm.
I've been trying to tell you, Goo.
I see you, Denver. Somebody's saying I got alligator arms. I don't reach for the wallet. Please.
I've never seen you.
I just took Evan out for his birthday. Hey. Somebody said, Evan, yeah, one trick.
I'm a cheap date.
You're the only guy I know that can't even tell if he's got lint at the bottom of his pocket.
See, that hurts. That hurts.
You don't even and know I brought if you, you got get, lint in yeah. your pocket.
I was going to do you a solid. We all know what it is. I can't say on air. I'm that guy that would have went and did what I was going to do for you, and that's how you talk about me, that I can't even go get
can't
lint.
Wait to find out what he was going to do.
Remember, I was going to make a run for you and come back, but the fact that I wanted to do it, Evan's like, yeah.
Just keep that same energy when Willard gets in here.
There we go.
All right, that segment was brought to you by AC Transit.
Your AC Transit fare keeps the East Bay moving, funding reliable buses, community routes, and essential transit service thousands of riders count on every day. Pay by Clipper, contactless bank card, or cash. Discounts are available for qualified riders. Visit actransit.org/faresmatter.
Hey, something big is coming on September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. The countdown has begun, and all roads lead to Game Day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means California from Texas to Florida. Every fan is in on the excitement. One app, every sport, all 50 states. DraftKings Game Day is yours. So remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of a new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. Get pumped and get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code 957THEGAME. Spend $5 to get $150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 957THEGAME in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered interest.